the play before the half with RG3 when you came across. What did you see and what were you trying to prevent?
I was just playing football. They called a call and, just playing great football. You know, I seen him running and, everybody had their man and he scrambled. And it's going to happen. It's bound to happen in a football game. And, he's a great quarterback and I just took off running after him.
Did you have an angle on him? At that point, did you realize you had knocked the ball loose a little bit?
No, I was just making the tackle, man. I was just trying to prevent him from getting in the end zone. I didn't even know I knocked the ball out or whatever. I was just trying to get him out the – don't make him make a touchdown. And, I guess it's not knock the ball out, whatever. But I just being a football player. That's what I did.
Did you hear when they announced it, beforehand that they were taking a touchdown off the board?
Nah, not at all.
So when did you find out?
When we walked in and whatever the brawl was out there, whatever was going on out there, that's what I knew.
Who told you? Somebody told you?
Yeah, one of the players. Colin Jenkins told me.
Does that go from disappointment to excitement all in one situation when you realize
anytime you prevent a touchdown or the other team don't score, it's a plus for us. So, I was excited or whatever about it, and we got to come back and have time, and we got to start.
But were you upset with yourself that you didn't make the tackle before?
I was upset. I ran all the way down there, and, I thought he made the touchdown. He spread out and reached. But, I guess it is what it is. He didn't make it.
Having that play overturned, how much of a momentum swing was that for you guys?
They would have been up. I think they would have been up 17. But, it is what it is, I was just playing football.
How much did it help you guys, you think, that you had to prepare for both quarterbacks this week and that when the
I think we did a great job preparing for both quarterbacks because we didn't know who was going to face this week. Coach Perry did a good job of, communicating with us, and we did a great job executing plays in practice, from Monday through Friday. So we did a great job of that, and sure enough, McCoy went out, and, RG3 came in, but we was already prepared for it. And, anytime you prepare for both quarterbacks, you're good.
Especially to see that in the second half where you really kind of take the defense up on him.
We came in halftime, and, we wasn't playing great. We knew we could do better, and we came out with energy. And we wanted it more. We was the most physical team, and we proved it out there.
2 wins in a row.
We feel good. We're trying to end the season with wins. It's been I won't say a terrible season, but, it's been ups and downs, lots of injuries, but we can't make excuses. We got to go out and play the game of football, and that's what we did today.
I know you're on the defensive side of the ball, but what's it like to watch what Odell's doing out there?
He's doing great. He's a fire. Right now he's a fire of the offense. I can only imagine when Cruz get back. We lost him early in during the season, but I can just imagine. And I can't wait for him to get back and see what both of them guys do.
How much does the defense kind of feed off that when you see him making those kind of plays?
Say what?
How much does the defense kind of feed off? You see what he's doing?
Yeah, we feed off him. We just glad we're not the ones got to guard. We're not the one that got to guard him. So, we practice with him all the time, and we see what he do in practice. He brings to the game, and, it's exciting to watch him.
You had no idea what was coming out on
you. No, I was playing football.
Individually, you're up to 9.5 sacks now. How much would it mean to you to get into double digits this year?
I'm not worrying about that. I'm just playing the game of football, man. I'm out there communicating with my teammates, my D-line, and we're getting a job done with the people that we have.
Has anything changed for you individually the last couple of games, or is it just a matter of showing up differently on the stat
just
sheet?
A matter of showing up and being a leader for the D-line. I got to do it, Came in young, but I'm that guy now, so I got to make plays and execute well.
You said the other day, obviously, wanting to be a Giant for life if that happens.
Yeah, I don't know what the future holds, but if I could be here, I'd love to be here, so.